we were at the first opening celebration, and the minister of the week, there's always a preacher at Passport. The preacher's name was James. I think everybody loved James. And James challenged all of our young people, and this is what he said. He said, "This week, I dare you to take a journey with a Micah 6 kind of faith." For the past 5 days, these young people have taken that journey. A Micah 6 faith is the faith that does justice, that loves kindness, and walks humbly with God. Through intense Bible study, worship, celebration, fellowship, and ministry and service, these young people have done the work of Christ. They have been disconnected from this. One of the best things about Passport is it is a digital Sabbath. And I didn't hear a single one complaining about being disconnected because of cell phones and social media and all of that. They were disconnected from that so that they could be connected with God, connected with one another, and connected with the injustice that we see in our world. On the last day of Passport, they opened the floor for declarations, which the young people are invited to get up and make a declaration of what will you do now? What will you do with this experience? They say many different things. These are words of commitment. And as I shared with the youth one night, we can go off and have a great experience and we can help people and go to all these mission sites, but if we don't bring it home with us, then it really hasn't meant that much. They have come back to Lexington to do justice here, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God. I want our young people now to share declarations with you. Declarations are now open.
So my mission site was working at the Boys and Girls Club, and while I was there, I met this little boy. And on the last day, he came up to me and he asked me to make him and his best friend friendship bracelets. It was a great example of showing kindness.
My name's Jillian Briggs, and I've been to Passport 4 times, and this was my last time since I'm out of high school now, but it was definitely one of the best. This week, I was taught to live out a Micah 6 faith, which basically means that to be a true disciple of God, you have to do more than just read your Bible and obey His commandments. You can't just mindlessly run through the motions to be a good Christian. You have to have a relationship with Him, and you have to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. You have to treat others with fairness, not because it's required, but because it's the right thing to do. You have to enjoy being kind to one another because you have love in your heart, not because you want people to think you're a good person. You have to walk through life each and every day using His word to light your path and setting a good example of what a child of God looks like by the way you act. So these are just some lessons I learned this week and I brought home with me so that I can put them into action now that we're back here.
So this week I learned that we live in a materialistic world. And one day Pastor James asked us, what was the first thing that you do when you wake up and get out of bed? The answer most people said was they wake up and check their phone. And however, we're still Christians in this world and that sometimes we may fall, but we can't just sit around and wait. We can live out a Micah 6 faith because we've been called higher and deeper.
I think I can speak for everyone in our youth group when saying that Passport is one of the best ways you can grow your faith and become closer to God. And through working, Bible study, and just being with people your age, having no distractions by being disconnected, I've definitely become closer on my journey with God. And I want to bring that home with me by whenever given the opportunity, definitely doing the right thing and remembering to love kindness, walk humbly, and do justice.
What I did was, like, I help other people and stuff, and today, well, not today, but I messed up, dang.
You're good.
So, what we did was different stuff and helped other people with all the stuff that they need, and we needed God, and we live in a miracle world and stuff.
So I worked at Goodwill, and I met this lady who was sorting books, and her name was Betty, and she said she didn't speak English that well, but she still said, thank you for helping. She was very thankful. And then I was about to cry, and then I said, just give me a hug, please. So we hugged, and it was just great. I loved working there. And I'm trying to live a Micah 6 faith, and I know I may be off to a rocky start right now, but I'm going to try my best. So, yeah.
Once again, my voice may crack tons of times, but anyway. So, I'm Grayson. It's been a really tough year for me, honestly. I've lost some very important family members, and others were sick, and sometimes I just didn't know what to believe in. And then I got on a van and headed to Greenville, South Carolina. And during my time at Passport, I realized why I believe in God, because I know I had some sad times. And I looked up, and it didn't feel like there was anyone watching over me. And I didn't know who to turn to. And then, through this past week, I realized that if you walk humbly with God, He can dig you out of any hole, no matter how deep you think you're in. If you continue to walk with Him, anything is possible. And I just want to say, Passport, I went 5 times. I've only missed 1 year since I was able to go because of the trip to Belize, but I honestly wouldn't trade any of these experiences for anything, because honestly, they show me why I believe. I've met so many amazing people, had so many amazing experiences, and honestly, I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for providing me with so many amazing experiences. And for all of you who still have years that you can go to Passport, do it. Make the most of those opportunities. Be a standout member of your mission group. Don't stand in the background. We had tons of people come up to me and Luke and like Hannah and Lily and tell us that we were a little bit extra, you know, we were always extra hype or whatever. But the difference between an ordinary worship experience and an extraordinary worship experience is that little extra. Is anyone else gonna speak? I'm not gonna drop the mic. If no one else is gonna speak, I'll gently drop the mic on the floor, but I'm not gonna drop the mic.
Okay, so what I've learned this week at Passport, that, like Grayson said, no matter what it is or what's going on in your life, you can always turn to God, and He'll always be there for you. And one of the days or one of the things that stood out to me was the most was loving kindness. Like, I know a bunch of people think that just because we're not related, we can't love each other or something like that, but you actually can, because all these people in our youth group, they're truly amazing. Even And growing letting the Methodists come with us has really been a lot better because we've got to meet new people and be with them also. So I'm just trying to do better, and my faith has grown so much over the 3 years I've been at Passport, so thanks.
So yesterday we had one last Bible study, and this was the best Bible study group I'd ever been in. Everyone participated, everyone talked to each other, loved each other, and this was the best Bible study leader I'd ever had. His name was David. And yesterday we were all telling pretty personal stories, and we were all comforting each other, and once we all finished, he looked around at us and he goes, "Wow, you're all on a Jesus high."
So as Grace said, we had an amazing Bible study group. Grace and Sarah went in it with me as well. And like she said, the leader's name was David. This was my first year at Passport, and I honestly really, really liked it. I cannot wait to go back. I loved everyone at the Boys and Girls Club. There were some kids that were pretty, had amazing stories, and I just loved it, and I can't wait to go back, so thank you.
Okay, my name is Ethan, and this is my second time going to Passport, and honestly, I think this has been this year's been better than last year, because you can always top off last year, but I feel like I've grown more closer to God this year than I did last year at Passport. I've learned so much, and I enjoy the people I go with. I'm going to be sad that the seniors that will be leaving because they made it fun. But I know that we all have an amazing time at Passport.
Okay, so I'm Jenna, and I was in Zoe's Bible study group this year, but it was, honestly, it was really, really fun. And on the first day, we felt like we had known each other for, like, years. You just, like, we all got in a big circle and then just started telling stories, just really personal ones. And it was, you just felt like you know each other for years. And then one of the things that stood out to me when James did one of the sermons was that you have to love everybody, even when it's really hard. And like Zoe said, even if you're not related or even if you've never seen the person before, you have to just love them just right off the bat, even if it's really hard. So, is anybody able to speak?
So this was my third year at Passport, and honestly, I loved it a lot better than last year. Our theme for this year was do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. And the first part, do justice, was my favorite part of the theme because I wrote this down in my Passport journal, and it says, "One way I can do justice in my world is by erasing the negative things to make the world a better place."
I'm gonna keep this short. All right, so at my mission site with Grayson and Ethan, one of the most things that stood out to me was that when we're cleaning up the house, the people that would walk by, they had the biggest smiles on their face. It was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen in my life. All right, so that's all I got. Wait, I'm not done. And the way, like, they would greet us and say, like, "You're helping out the community, and we're not even locals. And it's so good that we go out and not even Lexington, and go out and help others. So we need to bring it back here and do good. There you go.
Okay, I'm back, but I just wanted to let all y'all know that BAM was front row in worship opening celebration, and we were just like really committed, and I think that's really cool. And I just want to say thanks to all of y'all for including me, since I don't live here, but I love these kids too.
Thank you, Hannah. I have this wonderful picture of all of our youth standing at the door, waiting for the doors for worship to open. And they're, because they have to be the first ones in to get the front row seats. Now, how cool is that? How long has it been since people have stood at the front door of the church waiting for the doors to open so they could get in? Let me share my declaration. Doing justice begins by naming the injustice. We need to name the injustice around us. In a few weeks, when school starts, there's going to be a bunch of kids going to school who are not going to have the supplies that they need. That's not right. That's not just. We have named that injustice. We're trying to do something about it by collecting school supplies. There are a bunch of kids in your school that when you all have lunch, that's the last meal they're going to have before they come back to school for breakfast the next morning. That's not right. That's not just. We can do something about it. We as a Christian family, as part of this community, we need to name the injustice around us, and then we need to respond by doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with God. Declarations are now closed.